Creating sacred spaces, learning the art of bonsai in an Amazon world, by Nate Cook. Introduction. So here's how this book came to be. One day I saw a bonsai tree on Amazon.com, and I thought it might be fun to put a bonsai tree in my office. I honestly didn't know much about bonsai trees, but had always been intrigued by the idea of trimming and shaping a miniature tree indoors. So I impulsively clicked the big yellow button and my bonsai tree was on its way. It would arrive in a matter of days. When I received my bonsai tree, I began to read up about it. You know, it might be a good idea to read up on things before making a purchase, but who has time for that? The first thing I figured out is that the tree I had purchased to keep in my office was actually an outdoor tree, which completely defeated the purpose of purchasing a bonsai tree to keep it inside my office. So now I have a nice little bonsai tree that sits out in the sunlight of my deck behind the house. The more YouTube videos I watched and articles I read online, the more I began to see parallels between the art of bonsai and the journey of Christian discipleship. In Scripture, we see Jesus using metaphors about seeds and plants all the time. Jesus speaks about a tiny mustard seed that becomes a plant that spreads everywhere and becomes a tree large enough that the birds can make their nests in it. Jesus says that unless a seed falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds. Jesus tells us that he is the vine and we are the branches, and that if we remain in him, we will produce much fruit. He also tells us that the Father prunes us, clipping away the dead parts that are keeping us from being so fruitful. I began to recognize that the art of bonsai had a lot to teach me about faith, and that creating the right conditions for the growth of my bonsai tree was a task that would literally take me an entire lifetime. Creating the conditions that lead to our growth as disciples of Jesus will take us a lifetime as well. It is my hope that this little book will help point us towards some practices that will enable us to produce much fruit in this world. I pray that things like love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control will begin to be formed in our lives as we cultivate the soil of our hearts so that Christ can produce this fruit in us.